Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
8/2022, it's Election Day, otherwise known as Grand Theft Nation, and it's a very busy news day. There's a lot of stuff coming on in. We're going to try and cover as much as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, before we get into the election news here, if you are in Florida, you should be aware that Tropical Storm Nicole is expected now to strengthen into a hurricane. It will come on shore, and they're still cleaning up from the last one. And this one is going to skate up the eastern seaboard. So just, you know, get your preparations in order there. All righty. Now let's get into the midterm elections. And it's crazy. It is really crazy what's going on out there. And you know, there's a lot of propaganda going on out there. Story in Blabberbuzz, Republicans still on the path to victory despite newspapers endorsing opponent. Of course, they're talking about Ron DeSantis down in Florida. They want him to get him out of office because he is opposed to all these national policies about immigration and COVID and all the rest of the stuff. And so they're still trying to bias against it. Now, Mike Pence is laying out his forecast for the midterm elections, saying that Americans will vote for common sense American values and predicting that Republican governors will be elected in key states, including New York. Maybe, maybe not. We got a long way to go here. Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen was on CNN over the weekend and predicted the Democrats were going to have a bad night on election night simply because they have not been listening to the voters. And obviously, from the point of view of the Democrats, they're saying, well, if we're going to steal the election anyway, what's the point of listening to those voters just complaining and asking for things and whatnot? Interesting little story coming out of Madness Hub. Apparently, all of the major newspapers in California have endorsed Republican Lan He Chan for controller. This is a highly influential role of chief fiscal officer for the state. And so apparently Hollywood liberals are turning to a Republican to try and protect their tax money from being misspent. Now, Joe Biden's attempt to demonize Republicans in last week's address, trying to rally Democrats, was a major campaign mistake. It was a repeat of the mistake he made during his speech at Independence Hall. And in his address, Biden said extreme MAGA Republicans aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now and in the future. Well, the election riggers have given us ample cause to question that. And the First Amendment says, yeah, we can raise questions about what's going on here. Now, over in Ohio, Tim Ryan is getting slammed by a fellow Democrat. Ryan is running against Republican J.D. Vance, but one of the other Democrats is saying Tim Ryan is a total fraud. We had some comments about the legitimacy of his claims of military service that were actually undercut by his own father. Okay. Now, Joe Biden's communications director is out there telling CNN the Democrats are going to do well in Tuesday's midterms because Biden is popular. And what we're seeing is the popularity for the Biden agenda. The polls, of course, do not indicate that. But a lot of people are seeing these midterm elections as a referendum on Joe Biden. And again, it's all politics. It's all advertising and public relations here. And I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you so. There are massive indications of election fraud. Let's see, one story out of Houston. The internet is down on all public schools in Houston. These are major centers for voting, including West Gray, the largest. No Wi-Fi. They're turning the red wave away this morning in what appears to be coordinated voter suppression. As best we can, we have some people getting names of poll workers, recording them, saying their name, and getting them to confirm. Over in Buckhead, near Atlanta, Georgia, Big problems there. Three-quarters of the voting machines are down at Sutton Elementary next to Chastain, and just over the Buckhead line, the church across from Holy Innocence is turning voters away, citing issues. These are all happening in heavily Republican areas. Okay, up in New York, one of their polling centers, the doors are locked and nobody can find the key. You know, golly gee willikers here. More reports of voting machines not working, Wi-Fi is down. Now, the biggest situation is developing in Maricopa County, Arizona, and you would think after all the negative press they have gotten over the last couple of years with 2,000 mules and the audit and everything, that they want to get their act together. But apparently there are voting machine problems at 25% of the polling locations. And they're basically being described as tabulator issues, and ballots are being misread. And again, this is all happening in heavily red favoring precincts. Poll staffers are reporting 25% of the ballots are being misread. But remember, okay, if you question the integrity of the elections, then you're a wacko, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory wacko, okay? Voting machines are down across Mercer County. And, you know, let's be honest. One or two machines break down, that's actually to be expected. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of election machines all of a sudden are just failing. They've had years to fix these problems, unless these aren't problems and are, in fact, design features. Okay? Up in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, very red district, they literally ran out of the paper for the voting machines. They just didn't have enough. They said, oh, we're out of paper. You can't vote. Sorry about that. Too bad. Over in Champaign County, Illinois, they are reporting cyber attacks on their servers, and voters are being urged to just stay in line and go through the process and get your vote recorded. The clerk's office is saying no data has been compromised and the election is secure. How can they possibly know? And here is my concern. We're hearing all these stories about these voting machines, servers, tabulators being connected to the internet. Didn't we go through that in 2020 where they're not supposed to? These are all supposed to be air-gapped machines to prevent outside players from coming on in and messing around with them. Now, one of the other very worrying developments is in years past, we've usually known who has won the elections at the end of the day, the news cycle. They've got projections, they're going to do this, going to do that. And Mark Elias, who used to be an attorney for Hillary Clinton, is out there saying, well, we're not going to know who really wins, you know, for days, especially in the swing states. Really, why are the swing states any more different than the other states here? ABC News is calling it the Red Mirage, that when we go to bed tonight, it's going to look like a big Republican win, but the actual vote count could take weeks. And we saw this, you know, in previous elections where, you know, as more ballots were being brought in, the lead, you know, Trump's lead chipped away. This was in 2020 until finally, you know, Biden was ahead and installed here. CNN is also out there saying that, yeah, it's going to look like Republicans are winning, but, you know, you're going to have to wait a few days, and then we'll gently and slowly break it to you that the Democrats have stolen another election, and there's nothing you can do about it short of starting a civil war. And I always remember what John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I don't like that. But it seems that we're rapidly approaching that point. Let's see. Pennsylvania and Georgia and other key midterm race results will be delayed by days, according to the New York Times. There seems to be some kind of skullduggery going on there. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, officials had a last-minute election rule change that will slow down the vote count. And what they want to do is a poll book reconciliation. It's a measure to try and prevent multiple votes. They're going to flag any mail-in ballots from voters who have also cast ballots in person, which would be a really good idea. And you can get around that problem by not having people cast mail-in votes without a really, really good excuse here. Pennsylvania, Democrat volunteers are rushing to help voters replace flawed ballots. I mean, you know, how do you mess up your name, date, and signature? And yet apparently a lot of these ballots have shown up without it. The courts were saying they will not be counted. Already there are Democrats suing to reverse that. But in the meantime, these Democratic volunteers are going to repair these broken ballots on behalf of the voters. Now, again, Pennsylvania, Lieutenant Governor and Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman predicted that his Republican challenger, Dr. Oz, will take an early lead on Election Day, only for a dramatic change to happen overnight as more ballots are counted. They're telegraphing what they're going to do. They really don't care if you know what's going on. They're just simply going to scream at you, "Don't you point out our elections are fake or you're going to have a civil war." That's what they're counting on, that we're not willing to have a civil war to get control of our country back. Time will solve that mystery, answer that question here. Fetterman has also tapped one of the Clinton lawyers to fight that Pennsylvania election law regarding dates and signatures and so forth and so on. Now, over in Michigan, their Secretary of State candidate, Christina Caramo, is reporting that Michigan Republican voters have been told they've already voted in Detroit. Okay? And Secretary of State candidate Christina Caramo is saying that if she wins, there'll be no more manufactured votes, no more computer glitches, no late-night ballot drops, and no thugs at the election centers. Well, we definitely need to have that kind of a situation here. Meanwhile, over in New York City, there was a polling site that was temporarily evacuated in response to a bomb threat that was phoned on in. And nobody was hurt. There was no bomb. Police are searching for the suspect. But obviously, while the poll workers were evacuated, anybody could have come on in and played games with the ballots. We've seen that in prior elections. There was one where a pipe burst and water started pouring in, and they evacuated the room, and cameras caught people coming on in and adding ballots to stacks here. Meanwhile, trying to cover up what's going on, the New York Times is out there already selling the idea that all of the election irregularities we're seeing are the fault of the Russians. There, you know, they helped Trump steal the 2016 election, which has already been completely disproven, and they're going to help the Republicans steal the 2022 elections. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, the double standard you have here, because you've got the very same Democrats who excoriate anyone doubting the accuracy of the 2020 election appear to be planning to blame Russia for the midterm losses, you know. So, let's see. Politico is out there warning that anonymous hackers may undermine the midterm elections, okay? So, what they're trying to sell you is the idea that when Democrats win, the election is honest beyond all doubt. But when Democrats lose, it's got to be due to fraud. There's got to be fraud there. And, you know, this could be so heavy-handed and so in your face that the real game plan is to suspend the results of the midterm election, and we'll have another election 5-6 years down the road here when everybody's forgotten what's going on here. Now, Associated Press came on out there warning voters about what happens if the Democrats lose the majority. Okay, they don't talk about what's going to happen if the Republicans win. It's all the bad things that will happen if the Democrats lose the majority. And it's all melodramatic and tear-jerking, and all these terrible things. All those drag queens working in the public schools are going to have to go find other jobs. All right, over in Georgia, Stacey Abrams is already making excuses for the fact that she is way behind in the polls as of this morning. And she's out there saying, black men can't handle misinformation. Voter suppression is all over the place. And, it's somebody else's fault. It's not the fact that I'm not well-liked by the people. It's somebody else's fault here. All right, this is a weird one. Out at the L.A. Times, there's an op-ed written by history professor Robert McElvain, and he basically said that journalists, meaning the corporate media, are failing Americans by insisting on treating both political parties equally. Okay, that seems to be contrary to the purpose of a fair and balanced press, which is supposed to treat both sides equally. I mean, that was like carved in rock back in the days of Edward R. Murrow. So, McElveen claimed that the United States is in the final stages of the most critical election for the survival of the American experiment since 1864, and added that journalists bear responsibility for protecting America's future from those right-wing extremists, meaning conservative Republicans. And as a matter of fact, were that to come about, the American experiment will be over, because the liberal Democrats are socialists. They're even being called communists at this particular point. All righty. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about Fetterman, and the fact that he did suffer a stroke, and he appears to have sustained some injury, malformed thoughts, and so forth and so on. And interestingly enough, Democratic candidate John Fetterman declared that he is running on Roe versus Wade. I celebrate the demise of Roe versus Wade. And that's kind of weird, because he's running, in his constituency are pro-life, pro-choice, rather. And it's kind of weird. Anyway, this university professor, Jaypreet Verdi, came on out saying, it's basically to question Fetterman's fitness is to embrace eugenics, you know, which is the science of breeding humans to make them better, more intelligent, stronger, and so forth and so on. Very popular in the U.S. in the 1930s, and then Hitler said, hey, I like that idea, and munched it up a bit, so it's no longer popular in this country. He also, this professor, Verdi, said that basically it's ableism. To basically question Fetterman's fitness. Okay, well, yeah, and I don't see anything wrong with ableism, especially when you're talking about the people being entrusted with running your country. You want the most able, qualified, talented person in that position, okay? Otherwise, you could be in real trouble. I mean, look at the country with just 2 years of Biden there. Speaking of Biden, he's finally out there acknowledging it's going to be tough for Democrats to win the House of Representatives. Democrats are turning on him and calling for new leadership in 2024, probably Hillary, as they brace for the election results to come in later on tonight. So it will be interesting. Now, a lot of people were wondering if Donald Trump was going to announce a 2024 run at the rally he was at last night. He did not. He's still trying to build the suspense, except we already know he's going to do it. And he was at a rally in Ohio late last night, saying he will make a big announcement sometime today from Mar-a-Lago. So he's definitely teasing it along, but I suggest that he not tease it much longer. We're just going to throw up our hands and say we're tired of this stuff. Either tell us or don't tell us. Yes or no, let us get on with our life here. All righty, and we are continuing to see some expressions of violence, which I really don't like. At the Astros World Series parade, Senator Ted Cruz was hit with a beer can, and an unidentified 33-year-old man was arrested for throwing that beer at Ted Cruz during the parade. Meanwhile, Rand Paul is vowing to introduce a bill to stop government and big tech colluding to censor speech. This is in response to the revelations that Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter are pre-Musk Twitter, we're all basically acting as agents for the U.S. government to control what you could see, read, hear, and think about. And it's having negative repercussions on the earnings of those big tech giants. It's definitely a violation of the First Amendment. And Rand Paul says it's time to bring down a wall between private social media and government dictate. And because it's gone far enough. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown that they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here. And before you get back to the news here, kind of a little bit of an announcement. We mentioned this yesterday, but right now RBN has a special promotion going on to everybody who donates $100 or more this month. You will have an opportunity to win one of John Steadmiller's books from his library, his personal library, and there's going to be a few of those being handed on out. So you can find details about the book drive, the raffle, near the top of the feeds on the homepages and the rotating banners at republicbroadcasting.org. All right, before we get back to what's going on with politics here, the corporate media is already out there trying to throw cold water on the problems that are surfacing all across the country here. Richland County is having voting problems leading to long lines and frustration. And let's see, glitches, mailing problems, mar absentee ballots here. Now, the corporate media is trying to you know, make it look like this is just an accident and the wackos are out there. The Washington Post is out there saying problems with the voting machines in Arizona's Maricopa County trigger unfounded fraud claims. Well, how can they know? They you know, in all actuality, in all fact, they can't know what's going on here. Let's see. 20% of the polling stations have been impacted. New York Times, Arizona voting machine problems fuel right-wing fraud claims. And let's see, in Greenville, South Carolina News, voting problems in South Carolina primary prompt fears about the November election. So they're having issues in South Carolina. New York Times, Arizona voting machine problems fuel right-wing fraud claims. Let's see, time politics problems. Again, right-wing conspiracy theories. Our elections are honest. And Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's all over. They're already out there trying to carry the water for the vote riggers and saying it's all just a series of incredible coincidences. We're talking one quarter of all the hardware out there is having some kind of a problem. They're running out of paper. They're being cyber attacked. They shouldn't even be hooked to the internet. You know, it's almost like they're daring you to do something with this. Anyway, getting on back to other media issues, Elon Musk is finally in charge of Twitter, and he's starting to make some changes. A lot of people have been let go. The various censorship groups and executives have been let go. And what's really interesting is the reaction to all of this coming from the liberals. And over at ZeroHedge.com, they've got an article saying it is the political left's reaction to free speech on Twitter that underscores their own authoritarian intent. The liberals want to control what you see, hear, and read. They don't like the idea of free speech. They don't like the idea of anybody being able to stand up, protected by the First Amendment, and say, hey, you are making mistakes and you are harming people by doing it. Okay? So anytime the Democrats get up there and say, we're fighting to preserve democracy. No. They're bringing about something very, very new. Now, there has been a boycott of Twitter, which has resulted in Elon Musk having to fire large numbers of the staff to try and stem the losses there. And, of course, the liberal left is out there saying, how dare you fire these hardworking censors? Or, you know, what are they going to do for a living now? I don't know. McDonald's is hiring, I think. But it turns out that this advertiser boycott is being organized by George Soros, Clinton, and various foreign networks. There is a group that was formed in 2020 called Accountable Tech and is organizing the pressure campaign, which so far has succeeded in having the likes of Pfizer, Audi, General Mills, and other corporations pull their ads from the platform. They really want Twitter to go away now that it's no longer under their control. If Twitter won't be their slave, they want it dead. Is really what's going on. Speaking of Twitter, interesting story from Consortium News. Research has shown that an anti-Russia propaganda campaign on Twitter came from a bot army of phony automated Twitter accounts that flooded the internet at the start of the war. And the research shows that of the more than 5 million tweets studied, 90%, both bot and non-bot, came from accounts that were pro-Ukraine, with fewer than 7% of the accounts being classed as pro-Russian. The university researchers also found these automated tweets had been purposely used to drive up fear amongst people targeted by them, boosting a high level of statistically measurable angst in the online discourse. So Elon Musk was right. A lot of what you see on Twitter is manufactured fraud. It's not real people with real opinions here. Okay, let's get into COVID. And apparently another top cardiologist has decided to sacrifice his career and blow the whistle that COVID shots are behind the sudden deaths spike. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We're talking about health issues here. And up in Canada, things are getting kind of weird in terms of what is happening medically. And according to Breitbart, Canada's Association of Medical Assistants in Dying Assessors and Providers basically have rolled out a webinar for healthcare professionals that advises them to offer assisted suicide to suffering patients. And apparently up in Canada, they're running out of painkillers and people are being left with pain. And so their answer is, well, you know, we don't have the pain medications for you. We'll just, you know, put you to sleep. Whatever happened to that Hippocratic, you know, theory of first of all, do no harm, seems to have gone away. And I know it's not actually in the Hippocratic Oath, but it's in Hippocrates' writings here. All right, this is another story. This is global research up in California, and the more I study this issue of medications, the more and more I realize that they may be legal, they may be licensed, they are still drug dealers, and they're still thinking like drug dealers. And, you know, I'm at this point right now where I don't want to take any more medicines, you know, from the store, because they always seem that the side effects are worse than what they're trying to cure. So anyway, there's this new article, and it says that every year about 5,700 U.S. children suffer seizures from the MMR vaccine. Now, the MMR vaccine has come under scrutiny before in terms of links to autism, but this new finding derives from results of the most statistically powered safety study ever to measure the association between MMR vaccination and febrile seizures. Now, this study has actually been out there for a while, but it's starting to circulate and become well known. And for those of you who don't know what MMR stands for, it's measles, mumps, and rubella. And the idea, it's kind of a marketing idea. You know, kids didn't like all these mandatory shots they have to have to go to school. And so somebody said, well, let's just take the measles vaccine, the mumps vaccine, and the rubella vaccine, and we'll all dump them into one shot and done, and the kid can go on their way. And as we have seen in the case of some of these COVID boosters, there wasn't a lot of testing done as to what was going to happen when you mixed these vaccines together. Yes, individually, they had gone through FDA trials to be approved, but nobody really took the time to say, what's going to happen when we put them in the same ampule? Are they going to interact? Are they going to start recombining somehow? And nobody really knows the answer to that. But apparently every year, 5,700 U.S. children are suffering from seizures that appear to be connected to the MMR vaccine. All right, let's get to the international news. Things are not doing all that well, although I imagine the rest of the world right now is watching the United States midterm elections and laughing their heads off at just how stupid it all is here. Okay, over in Ukraine, the front lines are still inflamed by heavy battles. Forget about the propaganda about Ukraine is making tremendous gains and Russia's losing. Basically, they've fought to a standstill. There is a clearly defined line of conflict, and both sides are pushing on it and not really succeeding in moving that line very much at all. It's starting to look like trench warfare from World War One. Meanwhile, Ukraine has seized five major companies from their billionaire oligarch owners for wartime needs. And basically, the Ukrainian government is intervening into the private business sector, seizing these five strategically important companies for state and military use. This comes a year after President Zelensky's so-called de-oligarchization reforms and targets companies run by some of Ukraine's wealthiest billionaire businessmen, at least a couple of whom are facing major corruption investigations. So they're doing all of that here. Now, two Russian Navy ships have been waiting patiently in the Mediterranean for permission from Turkey to transit the Bosphorus to get into the Black Sea. And under international treaty, Turkey has control of that waterway, and they've been telling Russia, no, you may not take your warships in there. And Russia has finally said, okay, we're not going to get Turkey to change their mind, and they have now taken their warships, and they're heading back on out through the Suez Canal to other parts of the globe here. Now, we've been hearing all this nonsense about, Russian war crimes this and Russian war crimes that. And so PBS actually went on out and they said, you know, where's the actual evidence? They went to ABC and CNN and NBC and CBS and Fox and said, you know, where is the evidence of the Russian war crimes? And apparently nobody actually had any. They just said, well, I heard that they were doing terrible things and that's enough to report on. Actually, no, it isn't. Meanwhile, another story coming on out. It's a YouTube video, and Ukraine is still threatening to shell the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. They're trying to basically blackmail Russia into backing down by saying, if you don't go away, we're going to blow up that nuclear reactor. It's going to be Chernobyl version 2.0, and you will be very unhappy. Meanwhile, Ukraine is set to finalize their IMF agreements after the November 11th to 17th fund mission. So they're going to get in debt to the IMF here. Now, the former U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen is urging Biden to negotiate an ending to the Ukraine war now. And I guess it's because he's retired. He feels he can tell the truth. And he said, basically, Biden needs to begin negotiations to end America's newest endless war. because America is squandering its desperately needed treasure so Ukraine can squander its economy, infrastructure, and precious blood on a war it cannot win, short of America using nuclear weapons against Russia. And that is really not a positive idea to be thinking about right now. Okay, right now they're having the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, and reporters covering the conference have complained that many vital websites around the world are being blocked by the Egyptian government, and they're having to sign up for a dubious application, an app on their smartphone, to get into the summit. Now, the app supposedly provides a map and directions on how to get around the various venues and conference rooms and so forth, but there is concern among these reporters that it's also a surveillance application and tracking device, and it probably is. All right. Down in Italy, Netanyahu is settling back on into the prime minister's chair. He's going to be holding the reins of the most right-wing Israeli government ever. And people around the world are starting to express concerns, you know, over, you know, Israel holding five elections in less than 4 years and Netanyahu returning to power despite being indicted for corruption. And they're very scared about this Israeli fascist movement that seems to be growing rapidly. Meanwhile, the far-right Israeli lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir is set to demand tougher conditions for Palestinian security prisoners, as well as unfettered access for settlers into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Okay, and we know that that is something that the Palestinians, Muslims in general, will find highly offensive. In fact, there was a Palestinian representative came on out the other day and said, this will mean war if you do that. Meanwhile, Jewish settlers sprayed about 60 olive trees with toxic chemicals in the town of Jalud near Nablus. And a local official said that Jewish settlers snuck into the outskirts of the village and sprayed the trees with toxic chemical, ruining them all. Now, remember, olives are a major part of the Palestinian economy. And every harvest season, the settlers, protected by Israeli soldiers, will attack the farmers and steal the crops or destroy the crops. And, it's an interesting thing about olives, okay? After you plant an olive tree, it is 10 years before you start to get a usable, saleable crop out of it. So that's how bad the damage is to the Palestinian farmers. Meanwhile, the United States is setting up a new military base in northeast Syria, probably there to guard and protect all the tanker trucks that are stealing Syrian oil. Meanwhile, Germany is deferring to the European Union, to Brussels, on whether to classify Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization, and declined to go into other details as to what's going on there. Xi Jinping has declared that China is going to focus on preparing for war. He says the nation's security is increasingly unstable and uncertain, probably because of all those American warships that keep sailing up the Taiwan Strait. And Beijing will now comprehensively strengthen its military training in preparation for any war. So, meanwhile, on our side of the Pacific Ocean, Chinese military analysts are saying that Washington will need to act with sincerity on Taiwan if it wants to resume defense talks with Beijing. And this assessment came after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he hoped that military-to-military dialogue could get back on track after it was cut off by Beijing in response to Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last August. So all this tit-for-tat is complicating things here. Down in Mexico, their government, specifically their anti-corruption authority, has launched an investigation into the state attorney's office of Morelos after a top official accused prosecutors there of covering up the murder of a young woman found on a highway last week. So, anyway, there's been an announcement from Brazilian leaders saying that they and the military have found and documented evidence that the last election was fraudulent, and they're getting ready to release it all. And good for the Brazilian people and the Brazilian military. They're not going to sit still for that kind of nonsense. Nor should they. Nor should you, actually. All right. A lot of people really don't know the costs of Hillary Clinton's career as Secretary of State. Back in 2011, she was simultaneously engineering violent, mainly military coups in Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Yemen, as well as the Ivory Coast. And by 2011, only five African nations had not been pulled into the U.S. Africa Command's orbit: Ivory Coast, Libya, Eritrea, Sudan, and Zimbabwe. In that year, Clinton secured 40% of those for the Pentagon. So Victoria Nuland has serious competition for that. Story coming on out of Global Research, tallying up all these little police actions and interventions and all these things that look and feel like war, but we don't dare call them war. It turns out the United States has killed more than 20 million people in 37 victim nations since the end of World War II. 20 million. That's 5 million more than died in the course of World War I. Okay? And it's about the third the number of the lives that were lost in World War II. Okay? And so, yeah, we're not a peacemaking country. We definitely have a war economy and a war spirit. In fact, the Pentagon is now expecting Congress to provide wartime purchasing power to the Pentagon, to a level not seen since the Cold War. And what they're asking for is the Pentagon to be granted the authority to lock in multi-year contracts for weapons purchases, which are typically reserved for procuring naval vessels and airplanes. The idea is to get the arms makers the incentive to ramp up production by guaranteeing that the contract will last beyond the end of the next administration. Remember what Eisenhower said about the military-industrial complex. Getting into the economic news, the euro and the sterling jumped. The dollar has tumbled. The market is now turning to risk assets. They actually had a good day today. The Dow ended 300 points up here. But a survey showed yesterday that investor morale in the eurozone improved in November, the first time it increased in 3 months, reflecting hopes that recent warmer temperatures and falling energy prices will prevent gas rationing on the continent in winter. And it's actually been very warm and pleasant here in Indiana, but they're already telling us starting this coming weekend we're going to be down in the freezing temperatures. Now, end of this month, of course, is Thanksgiving, one of the most misunderstood holidays in the American pantheon here. And right now, according to studyfinds.org, only one in four Americans can afford to spend $100 on Thanksgiving. Most people are skipping the turkey and they're just going to have a pizza, or they're skipping the holiday entirely. That's how tight things are getting. Businesses are now fearing a gloomy Christmas. And Christmas season for retailers, that's when they make one-third of their revenue for the entire year. So if they have a lousy Christmas, many of these retailers stay in the red for the year, and some even go out of business. We've had, you know, these rotten Christmas seasons. They whip everybody up for Black Friday and, you know, the stampedes and everything. But overall, Christmas has not been the retail bonanza that it used to be for some time now, and it is taking its toll on the retailers. All righty. Now, the British Trade Minister made a visit to Taiwan, and China immediately threw a temper tantrum, saying that they understood that the United Kingdom had to respect the One China principle. Well, obviously not here. Let's see. A reporter at the White House press room confronted Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre for trying to claim that the media twisted Biden's words when he said he was going to shut down coal plants across the country. Actually, there's not a lot of gray area in there. That's exactly what Biden said he was going to do. This, of course, did not go over well with the voters in coal states like Pennsylvania. And No, they're trying out there and say, well, it's taken out of context. He really meant something else. Why don't they just say he was off his meds and we should ignore him? Probably the best advice anyway here. Meanwhile, huge groups of illegal immigrants slam a Texas county on Election Day. There were three large groups. They simultaneously entered Texas as voters headed to the polls, with immigration and border security near the top of the list of concerns by the voters here. Mobs of migrants were crossing into Maverick County, Texas on a daily basis. Another busy morning in the Eagle Pass area, with three separate large groups already crossing illegally all at the same time. So, quick, sign them up. Get them registered to vote Democratic. The polls are still going to be open for another 3 hours. All righty, we've got to take a break. We'll get back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened, with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and getting into the area of immigration here. The brand new Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni pledged during her campaign to safeguard Italy and stop ships that were harboring illegal aliens from Africa. Fortunately for Italians, this lady's not for turning, basically she's keeping her word, unlike most of her European counterparts, and the ports have been closed to migrant ships. Well, good for her. All righty, now the FBI has announced an enhanced firearm background check for young adults that will be implemented next week. Now, the first thing that occurred to me is, why is the FBI doing this as opposed to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms? And so I don't know what's going on here. But if you are under the age of 21 and you want to purchase a firearm, it will take about 2 weeks to go through this paperwork. The delay is supposedly to allow the FBI to contact local law enforcement and check with state databases to really make sure the background check is comprehensive and they haven't missed anything. And, you know, given some of the people who've wound up getting approved by the background check and how they behave later, that might not be entirely a bad thing. But according to this article in Zero Hedge, it's being described as this is just another way to make it more difficult for young adults to own firearms. And it's a mandatory wait period that gun grabbers have now added to a background check system that is already broken. As I mentioned, it's let a lot of people through that shouldn't have been allowed to have the guns. All righty. Now, getting on back to this climate stuff here, there was a young woman shut down a major highway in the United Kingdom and was demanding the immediate end of fossil fuels and says she's the victim of the oil companies because, and, you know, clearly they dropped a net over her and hauled her away. All right. The also in Great Britain, they're getting to announce a stealth tax raid on pension funds. And we've already been through that here in the United States when Social Security was first set up, because that was your money that went into the Social Security fund and they were paying it back to you. It wasn't taxed. And then they put an income tax on Social Security payments, even though you'd already been taxed on the money that you put into the Social Security. Then they tax it when it comes back on out. And Joe Biden was one of the people who supported that idea of taxing Social Security. All right. This trans nonsense has really reached ridiculous proportions. Over at Station Gossip, they have this transgender inmate. This is a notorious killer. It says he now identifies, or he, she, it, they, them, whatever, identifies as a baby and insists on being given diapers to wear and fed baby food in prison. Okay, I mean, this is just, this has gone way, way too far. It really has. All right, we're coming up here on our station break, and we're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. And meanwhile, I'm going to be checking to see if we're getting any more information about skullduggery out there in Grand Theft Nation.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.